the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement. But we're not living back in the day. This is 2021, and the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombera.
Welcome to the program, friends. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. I'm your host, Spike Spangle. Folks, if you are wondering what your retirement might look like, how to retire or when to retire, if you're going to be able to retire, maybe you're wondering about your investment strategy or your income strategy, or you're wondering about your tax strategy, you're worried about Medicare, you're worried about the market swings, the bulls and the bears, and folks, you've tuned into the right program. Peter, are you ready for another great week of helping folks with their personal finances?
I'm ready to go, Spike. I'm really excited.
Oh, man. How's the week been for you and the family?
Oh, it's doing good, thank you. And your end?
Pretty good. You know, weather's still pretty severe, you know, as we're coming through some of the winter months. Hopefully that is the show is hitting you folks out there listening at a good time. If you have any questions before we get rolling into anything, feel free. Any of your personal finance questions, you're wondering about the markets, you're wondering about retirement strategies, call us, 800-880-8079. Peter and the team will be happy to answer any of your questions. So you're also going to hear a lot today about how exactly we do things. We've got a lot of different ways that we put together investment strategies. One of them is called the Modern Money Blueprint. And this is a complimentary process that Peter and the team like to put together. If you'd like to know more about that process, go to themodernmoneyshow.com and you can learn all about us and what we do. Peter, how's your health?
It's doing good, thank you. It's doing good.
Good. I mean, we all know what it means to get healthy, you know, to eat right, exercise, drink water, you know, only have, you know, one or two steaks a day. But what does it mean really to get financially healthy? The reason I bring it up, it was a study that I saw in AARP. Only 17% of adults, easy for me to say, over the age of 50 are financially healthy. So this means that over 83% of adults over the age of 50 are struggling with some aspect of their financial lives. What do you think causes so many people to fall behind when it comes to preparing for retirement?
Well, Spike, I think it has to do with a little bit of a couple of things here. And the things that come to my mind are the lack of the importance of planning. Don't know where to begin, right? There's a lot of different things that you can do. Think it's too early to plan. What about thinking that their 401k or their retirement plans at work may be more than enough? Or the simplicity of just saying to yourself, I'm just too busy right now. Let's put it up to next week or next month, or I get around in the new year. Or it's just procrastination. Right, Spike? So there's a lot of things then that can come at to you at all times throughout life because, believe it or not, life happens. We get busy. But it's so important to understand that whatever you do now will make a big difference in the future.
Right. But people are falling behind in a different way. Meaning, folks, if you're listening to us, so there's different ways that we can do projections, kind of see where you're at. How long is your money going to last? What is your lifestyle going to be like? And I think part of the reason that people are falling behind on paper is because they don't realize how much longer they're going to be living than their parents or their grandparents ever did. I mean, I think we all know out there that the statistics for living are much, much longer than they ever have been. And between a husband and wife, some of the statistics show living well into their 80s and 90s. So when you try to divide up whatever that nest egg is, it looks like they're behind, right?
Sure, sure.
So are you having to help people kind of make their projections, help them understand the length and duration better of how long they're going to be retired? Is that part of the problem?
That definitely is part of the problem. But you also don't forget, the beauty of this is you can't really follow too much of what you're parents might have
right.
done.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's totally different, right?
It's so different, Spike. Think about it. Think about how many companies have stopped with their pension plans.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, whether it's the new generation now or it was 5 years ago. We've been hearing this for many, many, many years. You've been hearing the same thing, right?
Right, right. Oh, well, the thing is, I remember seeing my grandparents. I'm like, they looked fine, you know? They were retired. But our grandparents, they had a pension plan. Some of them were veterans that had a pension plan. It's totally different. It was something, and I'm, you know, if you have the exact statistics, please go ahead and write us and tell us. It used to be something like 50% of the companies, 60% of the companies in the U.S. had some version of a pension plan. Now today, it's under 17%. And the largest chunk of that is government jobs. So retirement is now put on your lap.
Absolutely. And also, don't forget, even though for the lucky few that do have retirement plans, there are so many options that you need to make sure you're choosing the right ones down the line, because don't forget, if you are married, well, what's going to happen to your loved one or your spouse or your partner at that time? Because if they were hoping to have a good portion of that retirement income come from pensions, and God forbid something happens to you, well, we need a backup plan.
Right. 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 Absolutely. So when it comes to getting help with retirement planning, you were talking before about procrastination. What do you think are some of the triggers? What do you think are some of the reasons that people put it off? Do you think it's embarrassment or just not knowing what to do or not knowing where to start?
I think for some, it's not knowing what to do and thinking that what they have in place at work might be good enough. And unfortunately, that's not really the truth, right?
Right.
For others, it might be them probably being embarrassed, or they're scared in the sense of not thinking that they have enough, right? They might be thinking that they don't have enough to sit down with a professional, financial professional in this area. And again, you're overlooking it if that's the case, because it does not matter where you start. It's all about when you start. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. The importance of this is getting it done as soon as possible. And the first day I recommend in doing this is, believe it or not, was yesterday. So the second best day is today, right now.
Right.
So make sure you're doing this as soon as possible is so important.
There's something that is connected with your offerings and things that you do. So if you don't know if you're ready to sit down with an advisor, don't know if you need to come in for an appointment and you don't want people calling you and bothering you, you've got this thing. If you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, there are different papers in there that you can download. So if you're listening to us right now, you can go to us and you don't have to talk to anybody at all. You have one that is Will My Money Last As Long As I Do, right? That's at themodernmoneyshow.com. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is going to give you a number of options in regards to what kind of planning you need done. Because don't forget, once you stop receiving a paycheck, you need to understand how much income needs to come in, not from your, for the lucky few, pensions, or those who don't have a pension, you have Social Security, et cetera, but now you have your investments. How long will your investments last? How long will they last for you? How long will it last for your partner, your spouses? How long will it last for your children, your grandchildren, et cetera, if you want to leave a legacy? It's so important to understand what this looks like, and it all starts from understanding how to read it the right way on paper.
So if you'd like to see that, go to themodernmoneyshow.com and you can go to Will My Money Last? So we're talking a little bit about getting financially healthy, and not everyone is completely financially healthy. So if you're already retired and you're listening to the program out there, should you still think about getting a financial checkup?
Absolutely, Spike. It doesn't stop. Just because you planned for retirement and it's set in place, it does not mean you're gonna stop making tweaks to it. It's an ongoing process. It doesn't stop. So making sure you do at a minimum annual reviews, that's a good place to start. But don't forget, the markets go where? They go up, they go down, they go sideways, left and right. They're always gonna change. So what does that mean? It might be messing up and making changes to your allocations, right? So
right.
It's very important to make sure you're always doing a review and you're always on top of your goals, making sure they're not changing. What if you want to take on extra vacations? Where is that money coming from? Always making sure you're doing a financial checkup on an ongoing basis. is going to make you successful.
This will sound a little strange maybe, but how are you sure or not sure if you are financially healthy, or basically if you're in the right shape? I mean, if you're listening out there, they don't know what the parameters are. You're trying to do, I guess, financial projections. So what should somebody do if they're not sure if their retirement plan or strategy is going to work for them, or maybe they're not even sure if they don't have a plan at all? What would you say to them?
I would say you need a modern money blueprint, because the modern money blueprint is going to give you a nice 10,000 foot view on your specific situation, on your picture. We're going to talk about your goals and your future goals. We're going to talk about what's going on now, what needs to be done in the future. We're going to talk about current income planning versus future income planning, expenses, debt, etc. We're going to look at the whole entire picture. And we're hoping that a very large percentage of those who come in and we review this together is in good shape. That's what we're hoping for. But unfortunately, a very good majority of people are not as if they thought in the shape that they were. So it does not hurt to do what's called a modern money blueprint review, and that's what we offer. And still, don't forget to go to themodernmoneyshow.com and you'll be able to choose an option.
Right, right. So we're going to get a little bit more into the brass tacks, I guess, of exactly what that would look like when we come back from the break. But if you have any questions, we always want you to feel free to reach out to us, 800-880-8079. And as Peter was just saying there, you can also go to themodernmoneyshow.com. We have downloadable information there. You can check out a little bit more about us. We're going to talk a little bit about that physical checkup before we take a break, though. How nervous should people be about getting a financial checkup? You know how people feel when they're about to go into the doctor's office. Is this something that people should be weary of?
Absolutely not. And a matter of fact, you should actually be excited. Okay, because it could turn out much better than you expected, right? So things like this, like, doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. Mm-hmm. Okay, and in order for you to understand what you need to do today to make your future self thank you, you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And the first step to do is to be open-minded, shoulders relaxed, take that extra step, that 1 foot forward, and create that modern money blueprint.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like finding that $20 bill in your pocket when you're about to do laundry. You know, you might be pleasantly surprised. If you've been nervous about getting a review done, don't. That's exactly what Peter Brambera and the team do there. We'll be back with more, but if you'd like to check us out, you can always look at themodernmoneyshow.com. Our personal website for the business is pcbfinancial.com. I know that's a lot of info, but just give us a call, 800-880-8079. We'll be right back.
The way you take your Social Security can dramatically alter the course of your retirement. To make sure you are optimizing your Social Security, download Peter's free Social Security report at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark, and then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Brambera at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Brambera is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Brambera at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
And welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Brambera. I am your host, Spike Spangle. One of the biggest things, Peter, we know that folks are worried about when stepping into retirement, when trying to plan for a permanent vacation, it's, of course, running out of money. And we don't want to have to go back into the workforce. I think it's a lot harder, you know, putting that resume back together, you know, motivating ourselves to get back out there. the reason I bring it up is I was just reading something from AARP that says that 90% of workers who try to go back into the workforce never earn nearly as much as they used to. So we want to really make sure that you've saved enough, that it is the right time to retire, that you've got enough, that you're not going to have to go back into the workforce. But before we do that, we've got to do some planning. We've got to do some analysis. Peter, for the listeners of our program, when they call in, not during the show here, don't worry about that. You just call, you leave us a message, we'll get back to you during the week. But when they call our number, you can do something for the listeners of our program. What exactly is that?
We're talking about a modern money blueprint, right? So running out of money is still the biggest fear for so many people I work with, and people getting caught up in how much they've saved. But what you really need to think about is how much will you spend in retirement? What could it take for you to live your ideal lifestyle in the next, let's say, 20, 30 years? If you're listening to me right now and you don't have an income strategy, I invite you to call. Create a budget to figure out how much you'll need for retirement you've been dreaming about. Uncover the main risk posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and skyrocketing health care cost. Learn about the options for generating income in retirement, so important. Learn about how to keep your current standard of living in retirement, and even as costs keep rising over time. So it's complimentary. It's totally complimentary. This analysis is absolutely no obligation here. But this is just for the listeners for today's show. If you have at least $250,000 or more saved in retirement, call 1-800-880-8079 and ask for your retirement income or tax analysis. The things we talk about, the strategies we use are designed to help make sure the money, your money, your hard-working earned dollars won't run out no matter what happens in retirement, okay? We aren't doing this for many people, so if you're on the show right now, call 1-800-880-8079.
Fantastic. Hey, just a little bit of fun here. So about this time of year in 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Securities Exchange Act. Wonder why I'm bringing it up. This was in response to the 1929 stock market crash, which, of course, was a huge factor in pushing us into the Great Depression of the 1930s. So the reason was, up until that point, the New York Stock Exchange had been operating with basically little to no governmental control. And the creation of the Securities Exchange Commission, this was hoped to restore investor confidence in the market. When I think of investing in the markets, what I'm worried about is not, is this stuff legitimate? It's market volatility, or am I making the right choices, or what are the costs of what I'm doing and who I'm working with, all that kind of stuff. But I'm not worried that the New York Stock Exchange is legitimate. Peter, could you imagine a world where the stock market still wasn't regulated in some sort of way? I mean, would people be, you know, with all of the information that's on the internet and so forth, would people be comfortable investing if we didn't have these kinds of regulations?
Probably not. And especially with today.
You started in that world, right? You started by doing stocks. And didn't you even say that you were like trading stocks when you were back in college?
Absolutely. It actually helped me pay myself through college.
And but you know, people talk about the pluses and minuses of regulation. But at least you feel comfortable in the institution itself. The New York Stock Exchange is regulated. You know, it kind of makes me think today of the crypto market. You know, the crypto market is, folks, if you aren't familiar with that, is not regulated currently by any of the governments. And I think that's makes it so wild today, right? There's just huge fluctuations. And so, do you follow any of that world?
I personally do. I follow it for myself, all right? Obviously, we're not allowed to give advice for it because it's, again, not regulated. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually, maybe it will be regulated because there's so many companies getting involved and corporations getting involved. But like everything, right, there's risk. And when it comes to the crypto market, there's a ton of volatility. And let's say, for example, if it does get regulated, at some point in the future, the volatility is going to slow down, but we just don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah. For myself, I'm going to stick with a financial advisor who knows how to guide me in the right direction, for I am not playing in that world. Well, folks, if you are joining us for one of the first times, or if you are a great fan of Modern Money, first, we welcome you. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I haven't done this in a little while, though, and I was getting a couple of emails. People were just asking me about Peter himself and, you know, what gets you into financial planning and so forth. And so If you're not familiar, Peter is the founder of PCB Financial, also the author of Modern Money, Retirement, and Any Economy. We can get you a complimentary copy of that. But Peter, we were just saying how you were kind of trading stocks in college, but what got you into financial planning? Was this part of your family? Were you watching this kind of stuff beforehand? Was it just because of the area, you know, that we live in, so you know, people are just aware of Wall Street and so forth, or did you always have a fascination with numbers?
Sure. So as I've been growing up as a child, my parents actually always had the Wall Street Journal out while we had breakfast. So my father, believe it or not, helped me read the Wall Street Journal a little bit better. And then he taught me about stock symbols and tickers and et cetera. But it didn't get to me up until many years ago. Long story short, my grandmother was somewhat ill. And my mom, which is her daughter, she was the pretty much like the full-time, let's say, nurse for her at the time. And as years went on, I saw what kind of a burden it was, because she was pretty much taking care of two families, when we were younger, and of course her mother, and when she was older. So there was a lot of things going on. So long story short, I saw the burden it was. And as I got older, I tend to figure out, was there a way that maybe if through proper planning and saving and investing, was there a way to maybe hire the right person to take care of my grandmother at that time? So that really got me into the financial planning world, because I had a passion of that.
Yeah. You know what? As I interview financial advisors all around the country, I notice a theme. I notice that there's usually something that is very personal about it. You know, it's not, I think sometimes what outsiders think, like, oh, you know, they're chasing after the big money, or they like Wall Street and this and that. It's usually something incredibly personal. A father passed away, or a grandmother struggled and said, hey, I understand this stuff, and now I want to apply myself, not just to my family, but how we can help other people around it. Could you envision yourself doing anything else? If you weren't a financial planner, did you ever dream about doing something else? What would you be doing?
You know, it's a great question, because I've actually asked myself that years ago. My wife actually asked me that also. And to be honest with you, I don't know what I would have been doing, but I do know it would have to be doing something that would bring benefits to people. I like helping people, you know, so it would definitely be something where I'm bringing my service to the table, I'm helping people in the right direction, and coming from a family person, family man, I believe family is so important. So bringing people together and I guess working them in the right direction, it would have to be something in that level.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's something I found, especially as I've matured in life, in saying that if I'm helping people, that's my payment. The dollars and cents is, you know, it's not as important. You know, it is part of what we all do. But yeah, it's the educating people and helping them, and the kinds of, I'm sure you see it, you know, as you said, you see thousands of clients and people in a year, the kinds of eye-opening information you can give them, the comfort that you can give them in being able to retire. And even for those who might be struggling or have a little bit more work, you can give them the optimism that, hey, here's a few steps. You'll still be able to retire. We're just going to need to do these things. We need to buckle down, roll up our sleeves a little bit, but we'll all be able to get there. I also do, though, want to ask you a little bit about your organization. I mean, if you Google financial advisors, you're going to get tens of thousands of pages, actually. And so there's all kinds of names and brands and strategies and all this different stuff. How is somebody who's listening to the program now supposed to sift through all of this and make a decision on who they're going to work with?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. The first thing you want to do is ask yourself, what do you need help with? Okay. The start to narrow down who works specifically in that field of what you need help with. So do you want to work with someone who works with all kinds of people? You need something very general done, or do you want something that's specific? You want to work with someone who's working in that one specific area or in that field specifically, right? So believe it or not, I have this information in my book. Towards the last chapter, I believe it is, it talks about looking for a financial advisor or how to choose a financial advisor.
Fantastic.
You can get, to all our listeners, You can get a complimentary copy of the book if you want. Just call into the show, 1-800-880-8079, and it'll guide you, and it'll tell you exactly what to look for. But most importantly, you want to make sure you take your time and you write down exactly what you're looking for and what you're trying to accomplish. Narrow it down.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you get your complimentary copy of Modern Money, Retirement, and Any Economy. All you got to do is give us a call, like Peter said, at 800-880-8079. Leave us a message, and we will send it out to you. So, like we said, it can be really confusing. You've got this chapter in the book. It can be overwhelming to listeners. So what I'm kind of hearing there is that people need to know the kinds of questions to ask specifically for those who are focused on retirement planning. That's probably an important question, is that do you only do investments? Do you do retirement? And it's not just planning for retirement, because what you do is like income strategy as well, and longevity strategy, and healthcare strategy, and social security strategy. So you need to find out from people exactly what kinds of things they do as an advisor. Am I right there?
Absolutely, because look, if I tell someone I help people plan for retirement, the average person would say to me, "Oh, I already have my plan together. I'm already saving in my 401k or my IRA." Yeah, but it's not just planning for retirement, right? It's planning to get you to retirement, and it's getting you through retirement. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why, if you notice this, when you're allowed to tap into your retirement account, your qualified retirement accounts, let's say it's your 401ks and IRAs, 59 and a half, okay? A lot of people don't know this, but while you're still working, you're actually allowed, some companies, not all companies, but most companies are allowing you to do what's called an in-service rollover or a rollover while you're working. And one of the benefits of doing that is to make sure you're planning and you have a plan in place that's going to be very, very different than just a couple of funds in your 401k. It's setting you up to prepare yourself for retirement. So that's one of the reasons why 59 and a half is so powerful, and it's important you to understand why it's there.
More retirement planning strategies from Modern Money and Peter Bumbara right after this break.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy to understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bumbara. I am Spike Spangle, your host. I want to talk a little bit about financial habits. A lot of us have some decent financial habits, but we also have some bad financial habits. And we want to recognize life happens. We get busy. Sometimes this goes on the back burner. Our physical health gets to us. But we want to make sure that we're also keeping an eye on our financial health as well. And the time to make changes for the positive is always right now, as much as we can. In fact, I one of the reasons why I wanted to point out is 3 out of 4 Americans, Peter, don't have a written financial plan. And they might think that they have a plan because they're using a 401k, or you know, they're planning and they're saving, or maybe they got a budget at home. But how do you help people break out of this habit of not really having a mapped out strategy? What do you do for your folks?
Well, think about it. You could backtrack yourself, believe it or not. And if you could backtrack yourself and say to yourself, at that time, whether it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago, if you did put that plan together, how much more would you have saved? And what I mean by that, a lot of people don't put goals together when it comes to their spending habits, believe it or not. So they're just spending and spending and spending and not really tracking what they're spending. By having a plan together, you're going to make sure you're on top of that plan and you're keeping track of that plan, because we as advisors will be doing reviews on that plan and doing reviews with you on a yearly basis, quarterly basis, etc., making sure we're on top of that plan and we're checking off the T, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. Some people, believe it or not, could be using what's called a shopping list instead of a non-shopping list. So if you've noticed, for example, when I go to the store, sometimes last minute, if my wife asks me to pick up this, 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 or not for the girls or the babies or my son, and I wind up picking a couple of things, and before you know it, my mind slips, and now I'm spending double the amount of money because there are things that I don't necessarily need. So if you're strict and you go in with a plan, you're going to stick by that plan, and believe it or not, it could save you a ton of money.
Every time I go into a grocery store without a list, it's a disaster. I end up coming up with all kinds of stuff that I didn't need. And right, by having a plan, just by having those steps, you follow it just like you do the recipe to make sure that you have everything you need. You don't stray off and get things that don't fit in with your mixture, and you save yourself a lot more money along the way. That's one of the reasons why we want to get that mapped out strategy. In fact, the modern money blueprint, and get that started. Complacency is another bad financial habit. As I said, it happens to all of us, including myself. Things like not making regular adjustments. We might not pay attention to the fees that we could be paying just because of time or confusion. We might have left our money at places, you know, left a 401k behind and haven't looked at it in years and changed the allocations. What is working with someone like yourself, a financial advisor, how does that help people from becoming too complacent with their own retirement money?
It's very simple. When we're doing reviews on not just one area, but the whole entire picture. Believe it or not, we're reading your entire file. We're going through very detailed information here, and then we're going to attack this review. But we're going after this review with you with a game plan, right? We don't want to leave anything behind. Believe it or not, over the years, I have found people have left 401ks behind, whether it's a couple of bucks, it doesn't matter what it is. They have left some instruments or investments behind. Also, we have heard families who didn't properly plan right, and they, over the years, have found additional assets from their deceased parents.
Oh, wow.
So that's another area of concern when we're doing reviews. Making sure we're rebalancing, because believe it or not, in these volatile times, you could offset your balance of your investments. So we want to make sure we get you back on track to these investments. We have seen over the years, families who are using what's called target date funds, and let's say you're in the year 2021, and they have these investments that are 2015, for example. So these are very, very important things to make sure we're doing reviews on, all right? And we're taking the wheel by the hand to stay in control.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we had mentioned in there as well, fees. Fees are a confusing thing. Fees are some of the reason that people are intimidated by the industry, or they don't want to use a professional. They think they can save themselves a few dollars by trying to do it themselves. But even the fees inside the investments themselves are hard to figure out for the layperson. You know, they don't do it that I can see dollar for dollar. Like, you know, here's what this fund cost. Here's what this thing cost you. It's really hard to figure those things out. And can you help people figure out the impacts of fees?
Yeah. So in our modern money blueprint, we do have an analysis called a fee breakdown, right? So we do a fee analysis. We also want to look for not just what you're paying, but also look for the areas that you might not know that you're paying for. And another thing to also keep in mind is when you're doing a review, okay, and it doesn't matter how much money it is, making sure you break down everything that you have. And the reason why I say this is because I came across somebody not too long ago, and fairly sized portfolio saving for retirement. And believe it or not, they set up a specific investment. with some riders on it, and they thought they were going to use it for retirement. And down the road, it was probably maybe 10 years ago when they put this together. Now today, because we're in a totally different stage in life, after the review of this specific investment, they found out they don't need it because of this at the asset size of their portfolio. So they had instruments where they were paying for, especially some of these income riders on their investments, and they don't need it anymore. So we were able to save them a ton of money, just helping them realize what they have and coming back to the original game plan as to why did you open this in the first place and where you are today, and do you still line up in the same goals and the same investments? So we were able to help this specific family save a ton of money on this one small change.
Thank you, Peter. That's exactly what the team does here. That's exactly what we'd be happy to do for. If you would like a portfolio review, if you would like to have someone like Peter take a look at what you're doing to see if it's efficient, to see if the costs are in line with what your goals and objectives are, all you have to do is give us a call, leave us a message, and we will get back to you. It is complimentary, 800-880-8079, and Peter and the group will do a complimentary review to make sure that you're not paying way too much in fees and that the fees that you are paying are effective for what your retirement goals are. Another thing, Peter, that I know that I procrastinate on is taxes, it is not a fun subject for me. I don't know about for you. How do you put together a tax-efficient strategy? When do we need to start putting that in place? What happens if we keep procrastinating on that?
Well, I want to first say this is really important. When it comes to the world of taxation, right, unless your financial professional is an accountant, you do not want to rely solely on a financial planner or an advisor, right? You want to make sure we have a plan where we're incorporating the accountant and the financial advisor so we come together and we agree on a strategy. But it's so important to understand today when it comes to taxes and tax planning, ask yourself this question. Do you think taxes are going to go up or down in the future? And of course, we'll get the answer from everybody. Most likely is going to be up in the future. So I have a little strategy here for everybody. If you are between the ages of 59 and a half and 72, these are the most important golden years of your life. It is never going to happen again. Before you hit 72, you want to make sure you're doing as much tax planning as possible, because when it comes to your income, required minimum distributions at 72, you are forced to take it out whether you need it or not. And if you don't need it, tax strategies put into place right now before 72 is so important. Now, if you're older than 72, it's a totally different game plan, a totally different strategy that we will use if you're over 72. But if you're younger, you have so many balls in your court that you should be taking advantage of.
So procrastinating on putting together a strategy like this that includes taxes, that includes healthcare, that includes long-term care, that includes the ups and downs of the market. For people who are procrastinating putting something together, when does it start to get to be in the red zone? Like, this is danger time. We really need to make sure we get a plan in place. 50s? You know, certainly I'm guessing by our 60s. Or, you know, when, or on the opposite, how soon should we start doing our planning?
All right. So the best time to do planning was yesterday. Okay. Okay. The second best time to do planning for especially taxes and income is today. That's the second best time. So coming back to that 59 and a half, if you're still working, don't say, oh, I can't touch my retirement. Believe it or not, I don't even know what the percentage is, but the percentage is so high. There are so many companies allowing you to access your retirement while you're still working. And your 401k and your IRAs at work, they don't close. They stay open and you keep on funding it. But at least you took a good majority of it, rolled it over tax-free, doing it the right way, because you're gonna be talking to someone who does this for a living, right? And you wanna make sure you're putting that plan together and you're already ahead of the game. So start your income planning now. Start your tax efficiency planning now. Get one step ahead of the game, because if you do that, you're one step ahead of the average person that did not know about this.
And we know that this all can be overwhelming. Peter, I'm going to ask you a little bit about our landing page. We have several complimentary reports there that can help you start getting your mind going in the right direction, start helping you with that planning. First of all, if you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, you got to put the V in front of it, themodernmoneyshow.com, we have complimentary reports that you can download. Will a recession rob your retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes? And our Social Security report. But you know what I wanted to ask you? This is kind of a fun one. The checklist challenge. We've got a checklist challenge there. It's got some questions there. This one's kind of fun. It's a little lighthearted. It kind of gets you going in the right direction to see if you are ready for a retirement. So we want to go through the checklist. Peter, can you remember a couple of things that are on the checklist challenge?
Yeah, so this income planning section is a Medicare and healthcare cost section. There's a market risk and taxes section. So you can actually score yourself. So there's no wrong or right answer here. Just score yourself. Do the best you possibly can. If this is something that's extremely important to you, and if you're seriously still listening to us, if this is something important to you, we might be having an event coming up fairly soon.
Oh, yeah.
And the event, we might be doing this on income planning, which has something to do with your Social Security planning as well, what options to take, et cetera. And it's all going to be tax planning as well. So if this is something that's important to you, call the office. If we don't answer, just leave a message. If you call the radio show, the offers were here. If you call the radio show, it's 1-800-880-8079. Leave a message while we're on the radio and let us know that you either want to come to our next event, whether it's online or in person, or you simply just want a copy of our Modern Money book.
Mm-hmm. In fact, call us anytime at that number, even if we're not broadcasting, at 800-880-8079. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. More right after this break.
People are living longer these days, and that's great, right? Well, of course, but living longer means more years in retirement. Will your money last as long as you do? To find out, get your free guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark, and then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I am your host, Spike Spangle. And there are risks we know that are lurking out there in our retirement, like a dark ocean. In fact, if you think of the risks that are possibly out there in an ocean, it brings one huge movie to mind. Peter, does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
I remember the first time that I saw Jaws. I think it was at a friend's house at a sleepover. Mom put it on a VCR for us. I was terrified. I grew up with an above ground pool, and I was terrified to go swimming in my own pool for like 2 years after seeing that movie. and that movie had already been out, I think, for like 2 decades when I saw it as a kid. But my point is, there are a lot of risks that are out there lurking for us when we're getting to our retirement. And I just wanted to go over what some of them are. I wanted to have a little bit of fun with it, maybe to try to take away a little of the fear, a little of the terror out there of having these risks out there lurking in retirement, in part because we can actually kind of plan for them. So according to one of the studies we were looking at, one of the main risks that we're looking at in retirement is health risk, okay? Unexpected bills, medical expenses. We've actually said this before on the show. Fidelity said that a 65-year-old couple can expect to pay almost $300,000 out of pocket in healthcare costs. That's without long-term care. How do you factor healthcare into your retirement plan so it doesn't become a risk?
Absolutely. So we want to plan for this ahead of time. And when you're saving for retirement, you're not just saving for income, you're saving for additional expenses. So what kind of additional dollar amount are you putting to the side besides your future income needs? And if you're retired, and a lot of people don't usually use all of their RMDs for income, they usually put it into another account. Well, make sure you invest the difference that you don't need appropriately, because you might need it in the future.
Next on the list is inflation.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
That's one of my favorite movie quotes of all time. But it's weird because we don't think of inflation as going up a lot. It typically goes up, you know, 1% or 2%, sometimes 3%, but it ends up being huge down the road. How do you take into account inflation as a risk in retirement?
So remember, don't forget you have a multiple buckets of investments doing multiple different things. When it comes to inflation, making sure you have an investment bucket that's much longer term, right? Which is giving you managed risk. This is going to give you a little bit better of a return than 2 or 3%. It should be much higher than that. And then finally, for those lazy money savers out there, if you have lazy money that's not earning anything or simply lazy in a savings account or CDs, for example, you want to make sure you're looking for a little bit higher of a yield. Give me a call and I could talk to you in more detail.
Okay. So I like how you're saying lazy money, but also the mindset of somebody who is close to retirement or in retirement, we hear this all the time. You know, I don't want my money being risked in the market. But we do need to start generating our own income, which means as you're pulling out from those accounts, we want to make sure that there's also a little bit of growth to kind of make up for that negative account the negative amount that you've just taken out from those accounts. So for somebody who's really terrified of the markets, but you're keeping an eyeball on inflation, how much of it are you putting into the markets? Are you talking about risking everything? Do you consider annuities? What are you doing to balance out when you're taking out from your retirement accounts and keeping that eye on inflation?
Yeah, well, it's for a lot of people, almost most of them, no, it's definitely not appropriate to put all of your assets in the market. That just simply doesn't make any sense, right? So it's almost like understanding, how do you separate what we call asset classes, okay? And for some, you might have maybe 3 or 4 asset classes. So what I mean by that, a percentage of safe money should be doing a number of different things, such as liquidity, short-term focus, income plan, and things of that nature. Longer-term funds that are in the market where you don't necessarily need access to it right away, maybe in a couple of years from now or much longer than that, then you're going to have the appetite to take on a little bit more risk. And I'm not talking about aggressive approaches here, but I'm talking about manageable risk where you're getting a decent rate of return that's definitely higher or even double or 3 times higher than inflation. And that's how you're going to protect yourself.
Okay, so I have to add on to it. They're pretty similar. Number 4 on that list there of the risks that are lurking in our retirement, that was inflation. Number 3 here is interest rates. And they start to sound pretty similar because interest rates have been really low. You were talking about lazy money there. Interest rates are low. The Federal Reserve probably isn't going to kick them up much higher in the very, very near future, you know, maybe a little tiny bit. So we've got inflation that's going up and interest rates which aren't going anywhere. Why is this such a big risk?
This is a big risk because your purchasing power is diminishing, okay? Mm-hmm. You're losing a ton of purchasing power here. So we need to understand, again, how much lazy money do you have? The CDs that are coming due, is a very good chance you do not want to renew it. Right now, on average, we're seeing almost double, if not more, of a rate of return that's fixed, that's protected, from a couple of financial institutions that's higher than your CD rates. So if that's something important, make sure you call into the show and ask me about it. But these are very, very important to understand that it's out there. The interest rates that are a little bit higher than what you're used to, we can find those things. And depending upon how much lazy money you have, too much of it, way over 6 months or 12 months of expenses, such as emergency expenses, that's hurting you. It's not helping you.
I know that for folks out there listening, some of these concepts are hard to imagine and hard to, you know, see. We're talking about interest rates. We're talking about inflation rates and so forth. Right now, I'm talking about the five risks lurking in retirement, but maybe this might help you out a little bit to see if you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Peter and the team have a white paper. It's called the Checklist Challenge. And if you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, you have to put the V in front of it, themodernmoneyshow.com, you can download this white paper. It's really just a piece of information for you. It's called the Checklist Challenge. And on this Checklist Challenge, there's some questions that I'll ask you there, and we'll see how many of them you can actually check off. What are, Peter, a couple of the topics that are in the Checklist Challenge?
Medical and healthcare questions. There's also topics on income. There's topics on lazy money. There's topics on risk. So it's actually pretty decent. Very straightforward. It's very easy. You just keep on checking away in regards to what you know, and the areas that you don't know, you leave it empty. And those are possible concerns that we might have to talk
about.
What
do they win if they win the Checklist Challenge? Does a buzzer go off? Do they get a cake delivered? What happens when they win?
What you'll win is a beautiful, brand new copy of my Modern Money, Retirement, and Economy book.
Fantastic. And now, to be able to get that, folks, so you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, and you'll be able to get the download of the paper there. But to be able to receive the complimentary copy of the book, all you got to do is give us a call, and we will send it right out to you. Don't worry, you don't have to talk to us live. Just leave us a message there at 800-880-8079. I am now going to get to the two largest risks that are lurking out there in retirement. I think this one here, people are very, very aware of because it's one of the things that we hear all of the time. One of the biggest threats lurking out there is a drop in the stock market, especially a severe drop in the stock market. The thing is the last bull market lasted nearly 11 years. But I would say over the last couple of years, we have been seeing extreme volatility. There can be a whole bunch of reasons for that. There's a whole younger generation doing a lot of trading now on stock apps, which is just changing prices on a moment-to-moment basis. There is, you know, what happened in 2020 with COVID. There's a lot of severity that's happening in the market. So with somebody who's getting ready right now, Peter, for retirement, how is this stock market different than the stock market from 30 or 40 years ago?
If I would ask anybody if they thought the past 10 years or even the past 15 years have the markets been the same, of course everyone's going to say no, of course not. It has definitely been different. It's so important to understand what we call your risk number. And your risk number is simply the identifying how much of your investments or your assets, that percentage, how much of is it safe and how much is it at risk. And we could follow what's called the rule of 100, right? But when it comes to the level of risk that you're taking, well, the question is, well, if you're taking on too much risk, why are you taking on too much risk? Are you trying to accomplish something? Are you not happy with the amount of money that you currently have? Because at this stage in the game, don't forget, it's not what you make, right? It's what you keep that counts.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have one more risk that is lurking out in retirement. It is huge. It is important. So we were talking today about the five risks lurking in retirement. Here is number one. Of all the risks that are lurking out there in retirement waters, the number one is, of course, running out of money. Peter, how do you help make sure that retirees feel confident about their plan, about their strategy, that they're not going to run out of money, that they're not going to run out of Social Security, which could be diminished, that they're not going to run out of their funds? They've stopped working. Their health isn't going to get better over two or three decades. How do you help people feel confident about a long retirement?
This has to do with test, okay? And what I mean by this, pay attention. Just like when you go to your doctor for an annual checkup to make sure everything's okay, you cross the T's and dot the I's, all right, great, I'll see you next time. This is the same exact thing. We need to stress test your portfolio to make sure you're on track, to help confirm you're in the right direction, and continue to stress test it over time. We want to make sure the income is consistent. We want to make sure we're adapting to the changes of your lifestyle. We want to make sure that, hey, if you need additional income or assets to protect yourself from inflation or healthcare cost, how are we creating that plan? We have to be consistent in regards to doing an analysis and a review on an ongoing basis. It's not just planning for retirement and boom, you're done. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
It's almost like a car. Right? Well, you have to keep on changing the oil changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So there might be adjustments along the way. But the other thing is having somebody like yourself, having somebody like a financial advisor who can help you make the adjustments, who can help you have literally the blueprint, as we call it here, the modern money blueprint, and just knowing that you've got somebody who you can count on. In fact, Peter and your entire team that you can count on. It's not just Peter there. Well, folks, if you would like to receive a copy of the book, Modern Money, Retirement, and Any Economy, just give us a call, 800-880-8079. Peter and the team will send out a complimentary copy. But Peter, that is all the time we have. Would you like to take us home?
Absolutely. Until next time, guiding you to and through your retirement. Hope to see you guys in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.